What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And with us now here at Fenway, it is Christopher Lathan, who is the Chief Clinical Access Officer at Dana-Farber. Thanks for being here. How are you?
It's great. It's always a pleasure to be here with you guys.
It's incredible because you guys do what you do every single day. We come here and do these 2 days, and we get to hear some of the stories, but you guys are there every single day, and so are better able to share with those who are thinking about giving, those who have given, the effect that a simple $5, $10, $25 donation can have on those who are fighting cancer.
Yeah, you know, I think it's you know, I've been blessed to be able to be part of patients' lives while they go through this journey, right? And, you know, cancer doesn't care where you came from. But it does, what we've seen over the past 20 years is this incredible impact on the way we've been able to treat cancer, way we've been able to cure it in some situations. And it's amazing that every gift, every time somebody calls in and gives, it really, really helps. Not only the research, but then programs like mine, where I'm also trying to make sure that, you know, every community, you know, hope is not restricted to just one community. Every community should have access to hope. And so that's what we're trying to do. So really, these gifts help the research, but they also help us make sure that research impacts individual lives.
And I think it's important to note how much progress has been made. And we were talking about this event has been going on for 23 years. There used to be things that were death sentences that aren't anymore.
That's right. So I treat lung cancer. And so 23 years ago, you know, when I started, actually, I started my fellowship at the Dana-Farber. You know, when I started my clinic, we only had a few tools. And, you know, you would hope to be lucky to be able to slow down the cancer a little bit, especially if they saw me as a medical oncologist. But now I have people, and sometimes some folks have been on this show, where they had a metastatic lung cancer. We treated them with what was then an experimental drug, which is now a standard drug, Keytruda or, you know, pembrolizumab. And, you know, that person is 7 years out, hasn't been on any therapy. He comes, he rides his bike in. It's really amazing. And so those things happen.
Yeah.
What's so interesting with you specifically is your focus really on, it doesn't matter about your background, the fact that everybody is going to get equal care. Yep. And so what would you say to somebody that may be nervous about coming into Dana-Farber right now because of their background?
Yeah, you know, my dad worked in a factory, and I grew up in Springfield, and so he worked in a factory, and so I think about all the people he worked with, whether you're Black, Latino, French, Canadian, whatever it was, they were all working folks. And I think that's those, you know, when you think about it, I want to make sure that everybody from every community has the same access, you know, from Eastie to Palmer to Randolph to Lawrence and Methuen. And so I tell people, you know, you try to come in and we will take care of you. And we have a program specifically looking at, you know, what do you need? You know, what sort of things do you need? If you have trouble paying your monthly bills, let us know. We might be able to help. We can't fix it all, but if we can do one or two little things to allow people to feel comfortable, and more important than feeling comfortable, they deserve the same access as everybody else, right? That's the key. Like, you know, working folks are kind of like, my wife and I were talking about this. My wife is a nurse at the Dana-Farber, and she's from Billerica, actually. And so we were talking about how when people call, and sometimes family members call us, they're like, I don't want to bother you. And I'm like, this is my job.
Right. Yeah. It's what we do.
This is what I do. Yeah. You're not bothering me. But everybody's so like, I just want to let you know, do you know anybody? Can we get in? Yeah. And I want to take that off the table so that it's easy.
Well, I think that, and that's important. Sorry. The oftentimes when you talk about working people, they can't take a day off.
That's right.
To go and find out what's wrong with them.
That's
and
right.
And you guys have made great strides, and this, the donations that are made here help when it comes to giving them that opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. Every, you know, my program started out as a gift. Somebody and many people gave gifts. And then what we tried to do is take that and take the gift and make it as impactful as possible and then be able to demonstrate that. So it's good to have good intentions. We love that. But we also want to have impact. Is it making a difference in people's lives? And that's really what the team is really been working on, and a lot of support. You have my boss on here, the head of the Cancer Center. Dr. Ebert was on, and he's been a great supporter and those before. But it's really the gifts and the people who are calling right now. That's really what allowed us to do this work.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about is a big part of the reason working folks don't come in, because if they do in fact have cancer, they fear that they'll be able to pay the bills when they're getting treatment.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. So one of the things you mentioned is this, like, can I even afford it? Can this happen? But even before you get there, there's this, can I take a day off to go get the test? And then somebody tells you, we see something funny on a test, we need you to come back. So that's another day off. Then they tell you, you got to go to some cancer center, some special cancer center. And that's terrifying. Well, does that mean that suddenly that means that maybe this is a death sentence? They haven't even gotten in the door and be able to have a conversation yet. So I think all of those things line up together. And then you're in the room and somebody like me is talking at you, right? Telling you all the things you need to do. And you need to now take, the next 6 weeks and get daily radiation. And you're thinking, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. Whereas I think some other folks, if you have a lot of education, if you have a lot of resources, you can kind of gather a whole bunch of people who can help you. You know, you're still as shocked as everybody else, but there's some other folks you can gather around. Sometimes you're the person taking care of the whole family. So you're like, I can't come in to do all this. I got to take care of grandma or my niece, my nephew, my daughter. And I think that's the other thing of recognizing that all these other
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Things in their life doesn't stop just because of the cancer. And I think for working folks, that's a really big thing.
Does it seem like, it sounds like just from hearing you talk, the biggest thing is the educational part of people being educated in the sense of, like, there are these programs, there are these things out there, whether it's for the working class, the lower class, mm-hmm. and they just don't really have that education because they might not know nobody that can give them that knowledge. Is that, like, the biggest obstacle that you kind of find yourself dealing with?
I think that's that's at the base of it, right? You know, sometimes people are so busy, you're working, you don't even know that there are these programs out there. And the thing is, you maybe didn't even think about it. There's a lot of folks who are self-reliant. I'm going to do it. My dad used to say, do you need something? I'd say, yeah. He said, you need a job. I said, I already have a job. No, you need a second job. Or, and that's what he would do. He would get another job, right? And I think, you got a lot of folks like that. So they don't think that they need anything else. And, I think once you normalize it, like, hey, everybody needs a minute when they have cancer. And how are you going to get in? You know how small Massachusetts is. People can live, like, just outside of the city. And I have a clinic that's in Brighton. And then I still have a clinic that's, at the main Longwood Center. And sometimes I'll say to the folks at Brighton, we need to get you to go over to the main. And they go, all the way over there? It's 15 minutes away. The way our city is set up, seems like it's a totally different place.
Yeah.
God forbid you're in Western or Central Mass, small state, but it seems so far away. So anything we can do to make it better, I think education is a big part of it, and there's a lot of folks, whether it's church folks, other public health community folks, but people listen to the people in their circle. So we try to get in there and try to educate, but then also when they need us to say, let's do something practical as well. Let's get you in.
Yeah. Well, Doctor, it's great to see you again. Thanks for the incredibly important work you do and for sharing everything about that with us today.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Keep it up.
Thank you. Okay. Really appreciate
it. Thank you, Doctor.
All right. Thank you. We got a new number, and it's a big one. So we are currently at $3,005,509.
Wow.
I don't know. Have we been at $3 million at this point?
Can actually add, let me do the quick math, 16,000 of that. The new total is $3,021,000 at 945.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic. Wow. So $3,021,000. That's what you've given so far. We will take a break. We'll be right back.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.